as live as you can?
Depends, really. We want to keep that live feel. For some of the tracks on the album, we recorded drums, bass and guitar live, and then overdubbed everything on top of it to give it that sort of live swing, if you like. So yes, we want to keep that live feel.
Excellent. Good stuff. We have one more new track, which we will be listening to after the next musical selection. It's Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Lipstick Vogue. Now, one of the band chose this, who isn't here. I don't know if you know which member chose it.
Yeah, that was Ian Mackey, the drummer. The only word he said to me about the song is that when he thinks he's a good drummer, he listens to this and realises that he might not be. But
right.
He's a good drummer, but that's his take on it.
Indeed, such modesty. Well, this is for you, Ian, and be assured you are a good drummer. Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Lipstick Vogue here on Curples on Phoenix FM, as chosen by Ian from Daddy Those Men Scare Me. In all honesty, Ian, don't try that thing at the start. You may do yourself an injury. So, yes, be a sensible drummer. In the meantime, We have one more musical selection, but from the other absent member of Daddy Those Men Scare Me. And, well, it's a bit of the Stiff Little Fingers, and this is from, like, slap bang in the middle of your favourite era, I think.
Yes, yes. I'm not sure what year it was. It was about 78.
I don't know. It always used to get in the John Peel Festive 50, didn't it? Yeah. Quite high up in the John Peel Festive 50, but I think it was, you know, 78, maybe 79.
Yeah. So, sort of, yeah, the end of the start of punk, if you like. It sounds like Winston Churchill, doesn't it? But yeah, this is Edward Eldon's, our guitarist's, selection.
And here it is. Little Fingers here on Curples on Phoenix FM and Alternative Ulster, as chosen by Eddie from Daddy Those Men Scare Me, although he isn't here tonight. But I hope you enjoyed that, Edward. In the meantime, gents, we have one more new song from you. So tell us about Girl Who Left the World.
Well, it's just a pop song, really. It was us writing pop songs. I've always been a big fan of a group called the TV Personalities, and I kind of think it sounds a bit like them. I hope it sounds a bit like them. It's kind of naive, and it's a pop song and a love song. I'd like to dedicate this one to a good friend of ours, Mark Hellens. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Yep, this one's for you, Mark.
Yes, happy birthday, Mark. Enjoy.
Sure.
took 31 years, but it was worth the wait. A love song courtesy of Daddy Those Men Scare Me here on Curples on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled The Girl Who Left the World. Quick shout out to Melissa, who's tuned in, saying those greycoat men sound like the Waterboys. I don't know if they're actually referring to you guys or the greycoat men in the song. So, yes, not entirely clear, but thanks for that anyway, Melissa. So, gents, where is the place where people can go online to find out more about Daddy Those Men Scare Me?
Okay, we've got a Facebook page, Daddy Those Men Scare Me, it's called, funnily enough. And a web page, www.daddythosemenscareme.co.uk. We've also got an Instagram page as well. I'm not sure the address of that. It's on Instagram, so probably Daddy Those Men Scare Me, I think.
Yeah, I think if you just Google Daddy Those Men Scare Me, there aren't many other bands called Daddy Those Men Scare Me. I think we're going to come up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you are, yeah.
On YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We've got some merchandise to sell. If anyone wants to buy a nice T-shirt for their friends, a Daddy Those Men Scare Me T-shirt, or some badges, you know, you'll look really smart wearing one of those when you come to our gigs.
Yeah. The album is available on Amazon and also Spotify. So, yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. And remind us where people can next see you playing live.
So the next gig is on January the 6th. We're at Madden's Wine Bar in East Finchley. It's at East Finchley High Road. We're playing with Those Naughty Lumps. Another shout for Those Naughty Lumps, actually. They're playing at the Dublin Castle on the 1st of December. So we'll be there cheering them along. So that should be a good gig. And at the same time, I'd like to say a big thanks to Bugbear Promotions, who've put us on at the Dublin Castle and stood by the daddies. So... Tony at Bugbear, you know, thanks, Tony.
Excellent, good stuff. And well, good luck with the recording the new material. Hopefully that will see the light of day very soon. The tracks that we've heard tonight definitely sound very promising. And yes, if you do have any more shout outs you'd like to make, then do make them known.
Thanks to everyone who comes to our gigs. We really do appreciate it. Without you, we are nothing.
Yes. That's it, I think.
Keep music live.
Absolutely. Amen to that. So, yes, daddythosemenscareme.co.uk, and just Googling Daddy Those Men Scare Me, you shouldn't find too many other stuff that doesn't make any sense at all. Yes... Well, all I'm going to say is good luck with everything, and don't worry, we'll tell them about the gigs nearer the time as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks,
good.
Nick.
Hopefully we'll see you next year when we've got the new album out and we can play some of the recorded tracks.
Yes. Would absolutely love to. Yes.
Cheers, thank you.
We'll definitely have you in for that. So yes, Daddy Those Men Scare Me, thank you very much.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Business of good times, they never come easy. I'm paying the price more than I can afford. The bags under my eyes are permanent fixtures. They shadow my face as I trade through the day. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember. Think you're being all too fair. Maybe I don't want to know why I always feel like the villain. Been playing possession, and man, it's a long shot to think I can change the oldest of my ways. Yet I've always had a penchant for a screamer. Tightest of space. Wasn't it a good time over there? Not that I remember anything beyond every word you
on stage, I think right now in London, that is Alexander Valentine and The Villain. Alexander Valentine also have another gig coming up on Saturday or Sunday, I think it is. And we will give that a mention in the gig guide coming up very shortly here on Curples on Phoenix FM. Before that, many, many thanks to my guest tonight, Daddy Those Men Scare Me. And yes, we'll tell people about that. We'll remind you all of the gigs that are coming up nearer the time as well. I know lots of us don't like thinking about 2024 right now, but you know, we have things to look forward to already. Isn't that cool? On the subject of things to look forward to, and this one is a bit nearer than that, next week here on the show, I'm going to be joined by some metal in the form of Perilla.
Examples of the female killing the male during mating are numerous in the insect world. Here, the black widow awaits the arrival of her mate. If the male, upon sexual contact, is not extremely nimble, his fate is sealed.
Pictures in my mind, imagining it all the time. Your bodies on one another, the sweat as it pours. Torturing myself, replaying.
That is the sound of Perilla here on Curbles on Phoenix FM and Libido Isolation. And Perilla will be joining me in the studio next week. It's the first time we've had them in quite a while, so really looking forward to having them back. Looking ahead to the next 7 days in gigs, email us radio@phoenixfm.com if you would like one mentioned. This is a band who have a very busy few days coming up. Tomorrow night, they're playing at Hotbox in Chelmsford alongside Men of Munger and Repair to Ruin. And then on Sunday, they're supporting Gin Annie at Chinneries in Southend. White Raven Down are also on the bill. This is Chemo Queen.
Choose to die.
Emma Queen and Confession here on Curples on Phoenix FM. Two gigs from them coming up over the next few days. Tomorrow night you can see them at Hotbox in Chelmsford alongside Men of Munga and Repair to Ruin. And then at Chinnery's on Sunday, they'll be supporting Gin Annie alongside White Raven Down. Other gigs coming up, there's loads of stuff going on. Tomorrow night at Edge in Basildon, it's the latest Hippie Joe's Unsigned Night. The Fishes and Die and Atom and the Frisk are doing live sets. Moving along to Friday, at 21 in Southend, you'll be able to see live sets from previous guests on the show, Reverend Sun. The Insect and Flesh Tetris are also on the bill. Then, also on Friday, at the Alex in Southend, it's the latest Slaughtered event. And I had the lineup there a moment ago, and now I can't find it, so I've just got to click on the event again. There we go. At the Alex in Southend on Friday, you'll be able to see Imperious Spirit, Kane, Halber, and Day of Wrath. Did I have another one on Friday that I was going to talk about? I can't see it right now. Also coming up on Saturday night is the latest Shaky Sessions event, which I had a moment ago, and now I just need to call up again. This is live radio for you people. Right, you'll be able to see at the Black Bull in Chelmsford on Saturday night, as part of the latest Shaky Sessions event, Risen Ashes, Osmium Guillotine, The Viral Breakdowns, and Woody Pierce. Then, moving along to Sunday, staying in Chelmsford, Shaky Sessions is also doing some stuff for the Chelmsford Christmas Light Switch-On, which starts at 12 o'clock, and there's tons of stuff going on there. There's James Gold, the Disney Guy, Matty, Katie for Kings, and Electric Ladyland, all doing sets alongside the Chelmsford Musical Theatre Choir, Rosie Hart, KTB, loads of different stuff going on. That's all hosted by Shaxter Records and happening on Chelmsford High Street on Sunday from 12. And meanwhile, on Saturday at Chinnery's in Southend, you'll catch this lot, the Dot Pistols.
Here are the thrill seekers, corrupt and immoral.
Shots with the beats that are battle. When I get in your head, my thoughts become lead. Pipes that navigate the seas that are bred. Straight through the bloodstream, try to come clean. Got intervened by a dream through his dreams. With a 360 degree turn on the globe. But now you got me running around my area code. You got me running in a cyclone. You got me running in a cyclone. You got me running in a cyclone. From the stem of my pen to exert energies that revert from its natural source. In reverse, I take the opposite course to avoid the steroids and inject to my record. Cause the style is the style they neglected by the natural physique on my way to the mental peak. That's when I flip the lyrics. Let my lyrics leak as the mountain rose. I take one last look and take a giant leap. Word up, I take a giant leap. I said what? I take a giant leap. You got me what? I take a giant leap. You got me what? I take a what? I take a. I'm running in a cyclone. In a cyclone. You got me running in a cyclone. And I'm in a zone. You got me running in a cyclone. You got me running in a cyclone. You got me running in a cyclone. And I'm in a zone. I.
too often.
How is that song 25 years old? The Dub Pistols' Cyclone here on Curples on Phoenix FM. Catch them at Chinnery's in Southend on Saturday night. It is time for this week's round of Chill with Nick, and it was my mum's birthday earlier in the week, so I will play a track for you, Mum, to kick off this week's round of it. And it's Thank You for the Music, done in a more chilled style. I'm sure you recognise it when you hear it. Time for this week's round of Chill with Nick.
Phoenix FM.
We'll be right back.
Rounding off this week's round of Chill with Nick, you heard Benny Anderson, yes, the guy from ABBA, with Thank You for the Music, followed by Axion, David Chief and Sobi with Mount Fiji. Then it was Alejandro Bertona with Circa, followed by ALEX with Lego Racer. Then Guyvis with Tozen, HM Surf with Oracle Knight, and we rounded it off with Monra and Pastries. That is it for tonight's Curveballs. Thank you all so, so much for joining us. Thank you to Daddy Those Men Scare Me for joining me in the studio. We'll be back with another round of it next week between 8 and 10 p.m. where I'll be joined in the studio by Perilla. A couple of last-minute shout-outs. Shout-out to Robert, who has been listening in. Great to have you on board. And also, Brentwood's own Dave McPherson is going to be performing alongside My Vitriol at the Scala in London. Of course, Dave from In Me and My Vitriol, they're playing at the Scala in London on Sunday. Earlier in the day on Sunday, you'll be able to catch me at the Backyard Comedy Club in Bethnal Green alongside over 30 other new comedians. And we're all going to be doing stuff for a stand-up set for charity. I'm raising an Association of Mind. You can go to justgiving.com/nickfunny if you would like to donate. To round that off, I've got one more comedy record for you, and it's a very apt one. It's by Fascinating Aida, and it's called Taking Off the Glitz. Daramutu is up next with Reggae Revival, taking you through to midnight, when Destination Dawn sees you through till 7 a.m, when Mike Porter is back with The Breakfast Show. I've been Nick Field. This has been Curveballs. Thank you all again for listening. And if you are coming on Sunday, I will see you there. And hopefully a good show will be had by all. Fascinating Aida rounds it off for tonight. I bid you good night.
Taking off the glitz. That's another show sewn up. How we love to hear each cheer, it's clear. This is not a job for grown-ups, so why do it? What demon makes us go through it? Both of them are
they upstage me, and they sing off key, top CTV. Working with them both has aged me, while I'm Bel Canto. They only belong in Canto. Let's switch up and go.
Did you see that woman in the front row? She was asleep throughout.
That
woman was my mother. Thank goodness.
Is Prince Vladimir roses again? Cod.
Mine's a gin. Mine's a pie.
Tea.
Show.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix.